You're listening to WDVR, only on DDDDDVRadio.net.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Bonerwood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Bo, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting a D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's gonna be even more entertaining.
Illogical. Oh,
we still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this motherfucker.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction? Oh.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. It's Barracks Talk Live. Or if it's not live for you, you're listening to it on podcast because it was recorded live in front of a home studio audience that's not in front of us. They're sitting at home or in their vehicle. Anyway, I'm Bonerwood. We do not have Google because apparently they're dying in New Hampshire. We do have Oink, and we have the man himself, whose balls I love to fondle whenever he's around. Recoil, how you guys doing this evening?
Fantastic.
Fantabulous.
And Word Dog's not here. I don't know where he's at. He was just like, not going to make it. And I was like, as long as you and yours are good. And that was it. He never said anything. So hope everything's all right with him. Seriously, we hope everything's all right with Sergeant War Dog. But yeah, it's Saturday night. It's April 2nd, 2022. Another fucking show. We can call this one done. You guys ready to call it quits?
All right, good night. Be safe. Keep looking out for each other, fuckers.
Until next week, fussicles. Bye-bye. Anyway. Oh, shit. So, yeah, what have you guys been up to this week?
A whole lot of nothing. I've been running around trying to resign a job that I don't want over the summer. But other than that, you know, been about it.
I've never heard anybody say, I'm trying not to resign from a job.
I'm actually trying to resign from the job. I can't get a hold of anybody. It seems like every time I went over to my summer employment place of work, they were all out. So I couldn't get signatures. I couldn't, you know, I was like, fuck it. Whatever. What are they going to do? Fire me? I'm quitting anyway. So
when a man can't even tell his boss to take this job and shove it,
right? Can't even send him a, what is it? A fucking music gram or whatever it is.
Candy gram for Mr. Mongo.
Oh shit. God.
Well, that's an awkward position. Like, you're trying to resign and you can't. That's what I meant. I said it the opposite way. I don't know if it. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard that ever. In my entire
send him a fucking letter.
Send it by pigeon.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Oh no, it was just basically in hopes of getting a better paying position, but I had to resign this one first. So that's a reason for it.
So
going from my winter job to my summer job is like a $13 per hour pay cut.
Well, that's why they're dragging their feet. They don't want to fucking pay.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's what it is. So, like, what are you going to do if you can't officially resign?
Well, no, I already sent them the form that SF-52 to resign. It was just getting the out processing checklist. I can give a shit less about that damn thing.
Oh, okay. So basically extra credit.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to go back to working with the same squadron or group, it'd be nice to out-process and do it all officially. That way, you know, once they bring me back on at a different shop, hopefully, knock on wood.
Mayhem over here.
Still in good graces.
Mayhem over here. $20 is $20. I ain't just take it.
Oh, I'm taking it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Taking it right up the ass.
Usually it's the other way around. But yeah, I've never heard anybody in your position. That's awkward.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where they have positions open. Mm. But they got their fucking favorites as usual, like everywhere else.
Right.
So when you mention it 3 years,
and they're early, not one of them.
Apparently not. So apparently when you tell them, you know, you've had your CDL for fucking 3 years and they still let it go in one ear and out the other. And, you know, they are taking other guys that have no military affiliation whatsoever, you know, that never served a day in their life. And they're telling them to, hey, get your CDL. We'll put you in that position. It's kind of like, really? Okay. I'm done. Fucking I quit. Wow. So
now I had been in that position where I was qualified to do something and I told them, and then they were like, why don't you get your qualification and we'll do it. You can be it. Like, oh, no.
Yeah. I've
like,
sold that twice. Yeah.
Like you can go fuck yourself. You've known this for how long? And now you're telling me to get it, even though I have it. Like, no.
No. Yep. Hey,
somebody's going to get it. All right.
Yeah. Before I forget, if you're listening to us right now, you've got until Monday to get 20% off your entire order at the DV Radio store. That's on dvradio.net. It's 20% off your entire order. And that ends on Monday. So get over there and get your goodies. Oh, me.
That would be Monday, April 4th, 2022.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was going to make them do the math because I mentioned what today's date was. So I was going to make them do the math, be like,
Yeah, but you'll be feeling all lazy tomorrow and you won't even upload this podcast until Tuesday.
Well, see, I've got to get the Affinity podcast up either tonight or in the morning. So because I didn't get it up last week because last week was a fucking dick. Much like, you know, we were talking about during pre-show, my thumbs always hit me in the face when I wake up in the morning. So, and Mayhem, I can't see who makes orders. That's the thing. That's the one thing I don't like about our new store. I can just see what products were purchased and how much we made off of those purchases. And the good thing about our store now, anything you guys buy is profit for us. And the more you buy, the more profit we make. In that, I mean, if you buy a shirt and say we make $8 off of that shirt, if 15 people buy it, instead of making $8 per shirt, we could be making $10 per shirt because our price per unit goes down, if that makes sense, the way I just described it. So that would help us a lot if you guys could get that out there. Dude, my mind is all over the place. I am just fucking... Fuck. But yeah. Speaking of stores and purchasing shit, the Nutman himself is supposed to be on at some point tonight. He's held up. I think you said only he wasn't in an accident, but an accident was holding him up.
Yes, yes. He was out and about and went to the store, and unfortunately somebody decided to wreck their vehicle in front of him, and he got held up in that situation. He wasn't involved in it, but just held up. So he'll hopefully be here shortly.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So the Nutman's still alive. He still has his nuts, so that's good. And he'll be talking about how you can enter to win the Xbox Series X console. And for those that are wondering about it, I believe it begins Monday, and I don't know the full details because it's Jason's thing. It's not our thing. But I do know, if I'm not mistaken, some of the proceeds goes to the farm, Link.
Yeah, I think for each bag sold, a certain percentage is going to go to the DD farm. That was going to be the fundraiser for him. So technically it can almost be like a win-win-win situation. Obviously you're going to get a bag of nuts and that puts you entered to win the Xbox, But when you do that, you know, a portion of that sale actually goes towards DV Farm as well. So it's all around win for everybody.
Okay. Apparently this just in, I'm supposed to let everybody know, Six gave Google COVID. So we're actually trying to write out their eulogies tonight, just in case everybody was wondering. We are preparing for that. That's why all three of us are here together. We're going to have a after action report tonight, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to, if there is a hail, I am definitely going to it. And I know that somebody's going to hear this and be like, oh my God, you're making a so bad joke. But yeah, that's what we do. We're dark motherfuckers. I mean, who's getting my stuff when I die? It's between Six, Oink, and Recoil now, isn't it?
I'm divvying it up, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want your bedpan.
I don't have a bedpan. I have bed urinals. They're nice little bottles. They're not Mountain Dew bottles, though.
I'm going to use it for a coffee cup.
Coffee cup.
Salad dressing dispenser.
Shake that bitch up.
Right? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. So I sent a message to the wrong Chris Zoom. I'll send it to his old one. Okay.
Oops.
He needs to sign out of his old one. I'll tell him that when he gets on here. Oh, almost hit remove.
Oops.
Fucking Zoom flipped it on me. It used to be admit and deny, and now it's remove and admit. And wow. Fuck. Anyway, hey Chris, how you doing, man?
Hey friends, how are you?
Friends. He said, hey friends. I just told Oink that I had messaged your old Zoom account. If you're not using it, fucking sign out of the goddamn thing.
And, I don't know what account that is, so
you don't know what, it's the Chris Santos. It's the one where is it the Cougars behind you?
Oh, okay. I know. No, that's LSU. It's the Tigers, man.
Well, I can't see that little bitty fucking picture. Do you see how small these pictures are?
Yeah, I'm thinking Jesus, like half-dressed old ladies. You're like, oh, the Cougars behind you. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker knows how to party.
We've talked about that once or twice. So for those that don't know, this is Chris. He is with Affinity BSC. That's Bravo Sierra Charlie. And those that don't know the phonetic alphabet, you need to fucking learn it. Oh my God. That was.
Yeah, we went through that last night.
Dude, that fucking killed me so much. What was he even saying for the letters?
I don't remember. I do. He's just naming like ice cream flavors or something. I don't know.
I was like, what the fuck? No joke. I think he said R and he was like Rocky Road or something like that. And we're like, I was like, somebody needs to learn the phonetic alphabet.
Berries, strawberries, coconut. What? Right?
G for Grateful Dead. Like. And he is also the host/co-host and producer of Affinity Protocol, which airs Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern time. That's not this Sunday. It's every other Sunday. But Chris wants to say Sundays in case they go to every other Sunday. And yeah, I don't know.
I just like to confuse people. That's all.
Chris is a goddamn dick. So how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well,
a little bit late.
I'm exhausted as fuck, but I'm here doing a goddamn show for these assholes that don't fucking like me.
Yeah, it was a late night last night. That's for sure.
Yeah, dude. When we all got off, I think I finally went to sleep at like 9:30 this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, I laid here trying to sleep. So, and I'm wondering why I'm tired. Anyway, we have no farm updates other than Six and Google are dying from Rona. 6 gave Google the Rona. And yeah,
she's behind on schoolwork.
She fucked my head up with her online and in-person classes. Holy shit. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck she said. Anyway, Recoil.
Yes.
What have you been up to, man? It's been a minute.
Well, I fucking jammed like all fucking day today.
What did you jam to?
Other than that, I've been working my fucking ass off, dude. Like I'm back to like earning my fucking living and shit. It's crazy.
I feel like you're way happier too, unless
my fucking 20 hours a week has turned into like 60. But the paycheck don't change.
But I mean,
it's great when I'm working 20. So I mean, that's why I went salary. I mean, I've got a almost 20 year history with these guys, so like I know how their workflow goes. And it's balls to the walls for a couple of months, and then there's, you know, 6 weeks or so that it slows down for a while, and then it's balls to the walls again. So,
and I mean, the other good thing about where you're at is, if you need time for you and your family or whatever, he's like, they're basically like, do it, you know. And I think that's lost in a lot of corporations.
yeah, because they respect not only you and what you bring to the table, but they respect the fact that you have a family.
Yeah.
And that is a rarity.
Yeah.
Which is why I made the decision to make the move that I did. I mean, you know, I struggled with that. That was a major, major, major decision in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave up a lot to do that.
Yeah. I know over the years we've had some tough decisions, but I seriously think, like you said, that was probably the toughest in the last few years you've had to make. And having seen where you were and see where you're at now. Oh yeah. Night and fucking day. Like,
yeah, there's not as many bodies getting buried in the backyard.
Like, well, not only that, it's mentally, emotionally, and I'm sure physically, just having the relief of what you were doing and taking that burden off of your shoulders now, just not mentally, emotionally, but physically, it's got to be different.
I legit did not sleep for fucking 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you know how it was. I'd be awake all week and then I would fucking crash and burn.
Yeah.
And like, I would fucking sleep for like 13 hours.
Yeah.
And then I would be right back, you know, because my fucking brain would never stop. And like, I've actually been like sleeping like sometimes 6 hours solid.
Right.
Which for me is really fucking good.
I have noticed you haven't said much in way of having as many problems sleeping as you once did.
I really don't, because like I don't have as much to fucking worry about.
Right. Well, that's. And we were talking about the pros and cons of switching jobs. And I mean, yeah, you have a con here and there with what you're doing and stuff like that. But I think the pros heavily outweigh the cons in this situation.
Yeah. And it ran its course. I mean, I truly miss mentoring young people.
Right.
And taking what I've learned from a whole shitload of other people, everything I know, I learned from somebody. I mean, some things you learn on your own, but for the most part, like there's been a lot of good people that helped shape me in my career and the way that I do things. And to be able to share that and pass that knowledge on to other generations is something that I really, truly enjoyed. And I do miss that. So, but you know, there's still a whole, there's a whole shop and a whole field crew that are working off of my work. So, you know, because I mean, for those that don't know, I do mostly structural steel, but a lot of miscellaneous metals and stuff too. But I do design for buildings, mostly for food processing and handling equipment, and also for drug manufacturing facilities. So like all of the catwalks and superstructures for all of the equipment and stackers and rackers and all that kind of stuff. So it's something that I really enjoy. And like I said, all those people are still working off of my work, the drawings, because I take the I take the concept coming from the factory, plus all of the equipment manufacturers and their footprints and everything. And I take all of those drawings and information and I turn that into a model. And then from that model, I make the drawings for the shop to fabricate everything. And I make the drawings for the field crew to put it all together. So it's challenging. It's entertaining. It's something that I really enjoy because I'm still building things, which is what I grew up. I've been in construction my whole life. So I'm still able to build things. I just do it in cyberspace.
Yeah. I've seen his workstation, i.e. the screen. And I was like, I love that. And I didn't even know what it was at first until he told me, but I was like, that is cool. You know what I mean? I've always loved that. And speaking of architects, Chris, here's you an architect right here.
Wait, what?
I said, Chris, Recoil is the architect you need right here.
I'm not an architect. I'm more of an engineer.
Don't lie.
What are we architecting?
Actually, Chris, do you want to talk about that?
I thought we were architecting, Bo, a new attitude.
Shit.
Well, that's going to take a lot more than an architect and a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, it will.
But no, do you want to talk about the whole cafe system thingy?
Yeah, I can. So
I don't want to, put words in your mouth or anything.
Yeah, sure you don't.
Yeah, don't be putting things in another man's mouth.
Not without my permission.
Right. That's not what he said last night.
So, all right, here's what we're doing. If you haven't been following or have no idea what the hell we got going on these days, I'm running a company that deals primarily in the blockchain and crypto space. And what we have going on in the very near future is we're going to be designing, and here's where you potentially would come in if you are an engineer and an architect, as Bo says.
He is an engineer. I'm not joking about that.
We are going to be building locations, starting with one here in Massachusetts area, close to where I'm at, that is going to deal with crypto education. It's going to be a cafe, a bar, a training center, a lot of other different things, a lot of good details going into it. But it's primarily going to be a brick and mortar space for people to come and experience and learn the world of technology and cryptocurrency and blockchain technology and all the good things that surround it. So naturally with that comes is all the steps that follow with trying to stand up a building or getting an existing building and refurbishing it to what we need it to do.
Well, you just need some sticks and tie down.
That too. I was thinking about just setting up a bunch of tents.
I mean, no joke. No joke. I was thinking about doing some mobile cafes.
Yeah.
Have your bigger cafe on a smaller scale so people can get a taste of it. You know what I mean? Like, for lack of a better description, food trucks that are the mobile unit of major franchises or local businesses that go out to bring in the big bucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When I was in high school, I had a mobile dispensary. I was way ahead of my time.
You had a shagging wagon, didn't you?
I did. I had a Chevy van, man.
With the stepladder on back?
No, I didn't have the stepladder on the back. It wasn't a camper van.
We did. That bitch was a fucking tank, dude. Fucking hated that van, not gonna lie.
I'll tell you what, I think that's awesome. Like, I am completely ignorant when it comes to blockchain and cryptocurrency, and I'm curious. And I want to learn. So like that's something that definitely interests me.
Yeah. Yeah. And the way we look at it is obviously these days where anybody wants to learn anything, where do they go? They go to YouTube, right? And when you're dealing with anything that, correlates with some kind of investing or money, YouTube is a dangerous place to learn anything about that because you always have people that are paid to give you one angle or another. They always have some kind of incentive why they're telling you to look at something as opposed to another thing, or their opinions and all that good stuff. So for us, we're looking at like a place where you could come and not only talk to other people and get their opinions and whatever else is going on, but actually get factual information, not opinions, but factual information on the actual technology and how it works.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Because like you said, there's usually an underlying motivator there. It's not to say necessarily that they're steering you wrong, but it's not to say that they're not either.
Exactly.
Well, you also mentioned, Chris, something about like classes for certifications and things of that nature too, correct?
Yeah, because right now it doesn't exist. There's no certifications. And obviously there's IT certifications that might touch on a little bit of the software and programming that goes into all this stuff. But there's nothing that exists that's specifically for knowledge in blockchain and cryptocurrency. And I'm not talking about trading. We don't want to get into certifications on, you know, how to trade and make money. We want to get into yeah, we're not doing that. There's all kinds of crazy bad things that can happen there. We want to just teach people what it is. That way you can have the knowledge and the keys to go do your own research and make decisions for yourself, because you know how it works. You know it's confusing to people when you hear cryptocurrency, right? We hear it all the time. It's all over the damn news. It's all over social media, good and bad. There's a lot of bad stories. There's a lot of good stories. But how many people actually know really what it is, other than, you know, if you're on the fence with, oh, this is fake money, or this is, you know, digital currency, or whatever you may think it is? How many people truly know what it is and how it functions?
Well, I mean,
and that's what we want to do.
It's like me and you. Sorry. Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say it's like me and Chris had discussed back when we were making literal harsh jokes about crypto and how it was one of the dumbest things ever. When you think about crypto, it's like the credit card incursion, right? Everybody hated credit cards because it wasn't real money. You can't see it. Well, look at what we have today. We have bank accounts with some numbers in it and you can't see it. Like, how many people actually carry cash today as opposed to 20 years ago?
Some places don't even take cash anymore.
that's the thing. And I joked about crypto, and that one time I was like, this is a joke. And it was at one time. It was a literal joke. So I think
A lot of jokes. Right. It's still.
And for a layman like me, like as somebody that really doesn't, I basically have no knowledge other than it exists.
Mm-hmm.
The concern for somebody like myself is just like our own government keeps manufacturing money, which just devalues that money. So what happens when you have like an influx of people that are creating cryptocurrency or claim to have a token or a coin or whatever, like at what point does it have no value? It's kind of scary, like to put a lot of money into something like that.
Yep. No, it definitely is. And that's why what we want to do is not actually tell people how to trade and what to look for with trading. But if you knew how it works, right, and you knew what a blockchain is and how there's limitations on how many tokens or coins are actually minted or how that whole process works, then you can have a better understanding and then you can decide for yourself whether or not it's something that's viable for you or not. But there's too many people out there that have no idea and they just assume it's not for them, or they assume it is for them and it's really not. But given that education and providing that information is important to get it out there to the masses.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's great work.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have stigmatized it to the point they don't even want to recognize it as a viable source of currency whatsoever. And it for the most part legitimately is, because there are some really good ones out there. Not only that, more organizations, whether they're nonprofits or online retailers and freelancers are moving into accepting some type of crypto, whether it's Bitcoin or whatever, which is really surprising because, you know, just a few years ago, everybody was like, no, we're not going to do that. It's such a scam. We're not going to do it. And now people are moving into it.
Well, and the other piece that you got to look at it is there's a lot of coins out there that are not meant to be currency. There's a lot of them out there that are meant to be an investment in the technology that they're developing. So you have to look at a blockchain, certain ones, as a new technology that's being developed. So we look at, you know, software that like Windows operating systems or, you know, anything that Adobe is putting out or anything like that. Oracle, all these companies that are developing software. Now, imagine if there was a way for you to take a piece of that software and actually have an investment in that software, not in the company itself, but in that software. And the better that software does, the potential for your investment to grow grows with it. And that's what a lot of these coins are about. It's not necessarily about, is this ever going to be a viable currency where I can go to Walmart or Amazon and actually buy something with it? It's just about increasing the value by investing in a protocol, a blockchain or technology.
So, right. So the coin would essentially be a share.
Yeah, I mean, there is a massive difference because obviously that's what the SEC is coming down on. I'm sure you've heard, maybe you heard of the lawsuit or the things that are going on with XRP, Ripple, where it's being looked at as a security. SEC does not want cryptocurrency to be considered a security. By being a security, you're basically saying that the company has a direct impact on the value of that that coin, meaning that they're pushing money into it or whatever. But if the currency does good because of the speculation or because of the actual software itself doing good without external input from the company, then it's okay. But the SEC doesn't want it being treated exactly like a stock. But from the mindset of somebody that's quote unquote investing or holding that currency, yes, it's operating and trading pretty much exactly like you would with a stock.
Mayhem's asking about what are your thoughts on Elon Musk's new token?
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
No, you got to be careful because I know there's a lot of people that will just say that they're backed by whoever and it's really a scam. There are a lot of scams out there. A lot of scams.
Yeah, I know there was several Meta scams, and I don't know if Meta's getting involved or not, but there was quite a few. Like, everybody's trying to say they're Meta.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Chris even mentioned the Metaverse last night. really quick, yeah. For those that are just tuning in for the Xbox Series X giveaway, Jason's running late. As soon as he's here, we will talk with him about that giveaway. So please stay tuned. Just life happens. There was an accident. He wasn't in it, but it's holding him back. And that's why he's running late. but speaking of, you know, the crypto world and all, one of the main things that you and I have been talking about is another income source for majorly the farm, but radio as well. And we had set up adapt accounts for the DV Farm and DV Radio. Do you want to discuss that with the people until Jason gets here?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is where crypto can really shine. So what we do as well is we create software that makes things easier for people to come into and navigate anything related to crypto, because it's such a new, believe it or not, I know we've been hearing about Bitcoin and Ethereum for years and years now, but it's really still very, very early and very new in the technology space. So it hasn't really caught up to the things that we're used to. When you look at, you know, traditional finance and you have credit cards, debit cards, PayPal, Cash App, and all these other good, you know, ways to easily send people money and all that. that doesn't really exist yet with crypto. You have to deal with these long strings of hashes that are, you know, wallet addresses, but they're extremely long and there's no way in hell you're going to memorize it. And all kinds of other things that can go wrong. So we create software and we create a platform that allows the exchange of cryptocurrencies by using a username. We're actually the first ones to develop it, and we actually patented the software. And it can be used for pretty much anything on the Ethereum or Binance networks as of right now that we add on there. So what we did is we went ahead and set up DV Radio and DV Farm with accounts. So basically what this means is if you were to go to adapt.exchange, which is the address for our online platform, the mobile app is going to be coming within the next few weeks. If you have a cryptocurrency wallet already, you can go right to this site, connect your wallet, and you can send whatever currency is listed on there directly to DV Radio or DV Farm if you wanted to make a donation. You can do it right through that. Just type in the username of either one. Like I said, just type in DV Radio or DV Farm. You don't need to know their wallet addresses, and select your currency and send whatever you want. It will get directly placed into their wallet immediately. This could be a very big thing, not only for them, but any nonprofit or anybody that's looking to do any kind of accepting of crypto, because it is extremely easy to do. Nobody needs to know anything. They don't need to contact you ahead of time. They can just send it right to the username. Both accounts are verified. So if you see a green check mark next to them, you know you're on the right account. So we're really hoping things will go, you know, very well. That I know the crypto community is very generous, so we're looking for big things and helping out DV Radio and DV Farm alike. That being said, I know you guys like to do giveaways to an extent, you know, to kind of help the veteran community and all those kind of things. Being a blockchain company and all that good stuff, and I know we just talked about Meta and Metaverse. I would like to donate an Oculus, the Oculus Quest 2, the wireless one, standalone, that I'd like DV Radio to figure out a way to give that away or whatever, however they want to do. And then we will donate that and send that to whoever the winner is. So, you know, feel free to figure that out, how you want to give that away at any point, and let me know and we'll make that happen.
Oh, shit, man. That's awesome.
Chris just wants to add more shit on my plate. But no, that's awesome.
I love it.
and really quick, I know you mentioned it, but there's going to be that guy out there, that girl, or whatever you want to say. I know you mentioned that if you see a check mark, that's verified. But how do I know that that verified check mark is DV Radio or DV Farm? Couldn't somebody impersonate those accounts?
They cannot. So first of all, there's only one. The username is unique. So there can only be one DV Radio. So certainly somebody can create DV Radio 1 or DV Radio with a 0, but you have to physically type it in. There's no search function. We did that on purpose because we don't want people trying to duplicate or impersonate. So if you type in specifically DV Radio or DV Farm and hit verify, that account will show up. It'll show a profile picture. It'll have a description of who they are. And on that profile picture, it will have a green check mark. If you do not see that green check mark, do not send any currency to that account because it is not the verified account.
So for those that are thinking it's insecure, it's very secure.
Yes, it is. And the blockchain does not lie. So everything's open. Everything can be seen. There's transaction history. There's a lot. There's a lot to go over.
And I guess the good thing about it is that, like you were talking, these, if you don't know what a crypto string is for a wallet, this is like basically a binary code with every single numerical value you could possibly imagine without symbols in it.
it is. It's a public key. So if you know anything about encryption, there is a public key and a private key, and that public key is your wallet address. And your private key is kept obviously private. You want to keep that private, never share that with anybody. And that's how you sign transactions. So your wallet address is, no kidding, a string of letters and numbers that you can't possibly remember.
Yeah.
And we've been using that for years and years and years. It never made sense why we weren't just using the username function. I mean, we use it in PayPal, Cash App, and every other payment. Why we decided to do that, because it didn't make sense why it didn't exist. So Affinity said, let's do it and make it happen.
Yeah, unless you're fucking Rain Man, trust me, you're not remembering these fucking sequences.
And I think it was, well, last we checked, there was somewhere around, just in Bitcoin alone, $2 billion worth of Bitcoin that was lost just by sending it to the wrong address, because it's impossible to remember that. So people are copying and pasting, or they're doing whatever it is, and they send it to the wrong address. So $2 billion worth of Bitcoin has been lost because of that.
Well, nobody's finding that buried treasure. Literally.
Except the bastard whose wallet it was. Yeah. He's like, holy fuck, I got $11 million last night.
Like, could you imagine being that guy? I mean, just think about it.
Waking up in the morning and there's $11 million in your account all of a sudden.
Like, holy fuck. Yep.
I read a story the other day about somebody who, and I kind of felt bad because I was poking him a little bit and say, hey, you should have used the dApp, sent $50,000 worth of Ethereum to the wrong address. And it's gone. Like, he was trying to send it to his other wallet or something like that, and sent it to the wrong address and just lost 50 grand just like that. Where, wow, had he used the dApp, that would have been impossible to mess up.
Well, we know a guy that just recently deleted some wallets and lost quite a bit of money. And he can't get them back. So.
Nope.
Yeah. So I guess the good thing about it is that it's not like normal currency where you can't print as much as you want, right? Like, whatever that's is correct. There, that's it. There is no more circulating for that.
That is correct. And most of them, there are contracts out there that they can mint more and things like that. But for the most part, no, there is a defined cap and that's it. And there's no way to increase it.
Good.
Good. God damn it.
Yep. Fucking Fort Knox ain't got shit on this. So, also, I think Oink had something about a certain home organization.
No, we got in contact with our brother over there, Brad Borders from Purple Heart Homes.
There you go.
And they are once again doing the Take the Hill Challenge. This is be the third annual event for them, happening in October again. And they got changed up a little bit this year. They're doing like a 30-mile, 60-mile, I believe it was an 80-mile.
35.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 35, 60, and an 80-mile. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of split it up a little bit, but still for a great cause, obviously. And right now, I think they only have two participants that are out there. Obviously, Brad's one of them. But we're trying to get him on here eventually and have him come on and talk about it a little bit more once a date gets a little closer. But see if I can drop the link there in chat for everybody to go over and check it out. But he's doing well. He's actually had surgery last Friday, the 25th. So he's at home recovering from a small little surgeries, nothing major, but he's recovering like the rest of us, I think. But it's one thing, it's another.
Just reading the description on the website, it says they will have a time segment on the climb up Barrett Mountain for the 80 to 60 mile routes, and there will be prizes. The events will start and finish at Southern Distilling with a festival atmosphere with music, food trucks, coffee by Briazzo, I don't fucking know, and some surprises. You'll see some of the prettiest places in the foothills of North Carolina and have the opportunity to meet and ride alongside professional cyclists from the Project Echelon Racing Team. You can find out more about Project Echelon Racing at projectechelonracing.com. As a participant, you will receive a 12x18 American flag to carry in honor of a veteran that you know and love, along with some other goodies. There will be incentive prizes for fundraising goals for both individuals and teams if you so choose. They can't wait to meet and ride with you for this amazing cause. And there's Jason Autry.
Fuck you.
Like literally, I was getting ready to say something about Jason, and as soon as I got ready to open my mouth, it goes, "Ding dong." How's the nut man himself doing?
Oh, not too shitty.
Sounds like you're way away from your mic.
Is that better?
That's way better. That sultry fucking nut voice. So, I think a lot of people have been waiting in anticipation to hear you tonight. For those that don't know, this is Jason Autry. He is the owner, operator, marketer, et cetera, of Southern Vet Suites. And Oink will drop that down in the chat box there in a bit. That's southernvetsuites.com. If you've not tried his nuts,
he would be the chief nut handler.
Yes, he is the chief nut handler. He is the CNH.
And that's what call me whatever you want. I don't
If you've not tried any of his products from southernvetsuites.com, please do. I've never heard anybody say anything bad about them. I'm sure he has.
Well, you know, I take extreme pride in having nothing but 5-star reviews on my Google page too. And I think about like 140, which isn't like a shit ton, but 140 perfect 5-star reviews. I'm happy with that.
Well, I mean, if you can sit there and say you work for Marvel Studios with
I don't work for them.
Technically speaking,
but I ain't going to do nothing to piss them off.
But no, that's brother, how you doing?
Just busy. I got my guy making changes to the website, getting ready for this. So technically speaking, the giveaway is going on now. Technically, because that's all I got on the website is the, it's only 4 flavors of pecans. Cause I mean, I got a bunch of creators on TikTok, military guys that are helping me promote this. Mm-hmm. So I'm expecting, and it's going to run for 3 months. I'm expecting quite a bit of action out of this. So my website is going to be 4 flavors of pecans only, and that's it. So that way I can keep up with them doing the movie studio orders. Cause I started doing another show. Did you ever watch the show Vikings?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So you remember Bjorn Ironside, Ragnar's first son?
Yep.
So that is Alexander Ludwig. He was in Hunger Games, a bunch of other stuff, but, he is in this new show called Heels that I'm doing. They're filming here in Atlanta. So it's the same guys,
That's a wrestling show.
I delivered to at Ozark. So if you hear me say I'm delivering to Ozark, it's the same caterers and craft service guys, but it's a lot of the same people. But yeah, he's on that show now called Heels, and I think they're in season 2.
Yeah, that's
but yeah, he played Bjorn Ironside on Vikings.
Yep. This shows the bad side of wrestling.
Yeah.
I think he plays Ace, if I'm not mistaken.
I can't remember. I haven't watched it yet. It's kind of like when I first started in Ozark. It's like, oh yeah, you know, the caterer guy is like, yeah, Julia loves your stuff. I'm like, who? He's like, have you ever watched the show? No. You know what it's about? No. Not a clue. Never watched it.
So what has you wanting to do this giveaway, Jason?
Well, it originally started as a long time ago when Xboxes first got really hard to get. I was like, you know, if I can ever get a chance to get another one, I'm gonna get it and I'm just gonna use it to promote my website. I figured something out. I was like, somebody do this, do that. And I was like, you know what? Things are going pretty well right now. I was like, let me try to make myself a little bit of money. Let me try to make another veteran group a little bit of money. You know, because, you know, I mean, let's be honest here. I can't do this without putting a little bit of money back in myself. But I was like, I want to help a veteran group. And all these TikTok veteran people are all behind it. And I was like, you know, obviously DV Farm was the first one that came to mind when I said, let's help a veteran group because y'all are the ones I am most closely, I guess, affiliated with. Even though I'm not really affiliated with the DV Farm so much as I am DV Radio, but I want the money to go to an actual 501c. So that way when people are buying and they look it up, they see that it is a legit 501c because, you know, I'll be honest here. If they look up DV Radio, some people might get, you know, a weird feeling. Like, well, this isn't, you know, an actual 501c. It's a good cause, but some people might not feel as inclined to do so if it's not going to an actual 501c.
I'm not sure anybody would say it was a good cause to give money to us.
I mean, we'll take it, though, God damn it. We'll take it.
Like, yeah, I would. I mean, where else can I be my fucking self? I mean, you know, but that's, you know, I was like, you know what? So DV Farm it is. It's going to be, technically, if you buy a bag now, I will enter it into the giveaway, but it's technically not official until Tuesday. And the reason I say that is because a couple of these, several of these TikTok creators, I sent them care packages, and I was like, I want y'all to try my stuff before you promote me in the giveaway, because I don't want you promoting something that you may not like.
Right.
So far, everybody has liked it, but, you know, I'm just one of those people that's like, oh, I've had tons of people say they love it, all that, you love it. I was like, but you may not like it. So Let's get your opinion on it first, see if it's something. Either way, they will help promote it, but if they can say they love my stuff and promote it, it's just a double whammy.
Now, I know somebody's going to ask, what if they have a nut allergy and they can't eat pecans or anything like that? How can they still enter? Or,
I mean, technically, if they want to do that, it's going to be kind of hard. Because, yeah, I remember, I'm a one-man show.
Oh, I understand. So somebody, I just know somebody there's going to be that one guy. Get,
cookies instead or something like this. I'm not going to have that on my website. And one, I'm going to have so many people ordering pecans that if somebody ordered cookies, it's going to be hard for me to keep up with it. That's right. Why I changed it to pecans only. So the best thing, if they just want to donate, then they can, you know, but I can't even say if they just want to be a part of it, if they can send DV and y'all have a way to send it to me, if they send DV Farm a donation, because most bags are, you know, $12 plus shipping. So if they spend the equivalent of one bag or donate the equivalent of one bag of pecans just directly to y'all, and then y'all can say, hey, this is their information, I will fill it out and put it into the drawer. You know, but something like that.
Be sure, you know, if you do that, if you are one of those people that does that, make sure in the PayPal notes to the donation to the farm that you put for Xbox from Southern Vet Suites.
And that I will need at least an email, some way, the best way to contact them. Honestly, an email is probably the best way.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing, obviously, grand prize is the Xbox. It's a Series X, not a Series S. Like when you made the little banner, Wink sent it to me and he's like, yeah, I was like, no, that's a Series S. You might want to put an X on there because I don't want any people to get any, you know, like misconceptions.
Hey, I was reading the message that was sent to me. That's all
I actually told him it was an S. Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah, it's an X. Well, it's that Southern accent, you know, XS. Is it? Sounds all the fucking.
But no,
well,
I'll get
PlayStation's good. Easy. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Fox X-ray. Okay.
So I like that. I'll get up with Google and we'll work that out with her for the donations. But yeah, I like that. So
if they donate the equivalent, we'll even say just $10, a minimum $10, each $10 donation, I will put them into the drawing.
Okay. And don't email us about it. We will see it if you put it in the notes, Xbox, Southern Vet Suites.
Or even just, I'm sure if you just put Xbox in there, you'll know what it means.
Well, it's Google, so.
Yeah, maybe not.
Finance reasons.
No, you need to put this in there. This is specifically for the Xbox giveaway.
There's going to be that one person. So if you're just now joining us, this is Barrett Sugg on WDDRDDRadio.net. I noticed that a lot of you are now joining us, even though we started an hour ago and Jason just showed up. So it kind of fits.
I'll walk straight in the door from getting in the car and jump straight on the computer. My wife's like, where are you going? I was like, yeah, I told you where I'm going.
But Jason from Southern Vet Suites is running a giveaway. He said technically it begins tonight, but officially it starts Monday.
Tuesday.
Because I'm doing an order for one of the movie studios. I'm delivering it on Monday, so I want to make sure that is out of my system and done before I officially start it. Technically, it's going on now. So if somebody orders a bag, they will be entered into the drawing, but I'm not going to start processing and making their order till later next week. So technically they can enter it, but it won't be till next week till I start making and processing orders.
So just so you know, everything doesn't get fucked up. The contest starts Tuesday, April 5th, and it will go until July 2nd. And you have to purchase a bag of pecans. That's all you can buy on his website.
Each bag of pecans will be an entry, though. So you buy 5 bags, 5 entries. You know, so it's not just one order. Each bag. You buy 10 bags, 10 entries. So it's each bag that you buy is an entry.
And $2 of each bag of pecans purchased will be donated to the DD farm. Let's see. Yeah. And if you don't want to purchase pecans, you can donate to the DD farm. And in the notes of your $10 or more, you have to put Xbox Southern Vet Sweets. So we know
each $10 donation will be an entry.
And so we know and can get it to Jason. And be sure that you have your contact information in their IE email so Jason can contact you if you are the winner.
I mean, I'm going to be doing a live drawing. Honestly, it's going to be on TikTok because as much as I don't like TikTok, it's a huge fucking platform. So that's where I'm getting a lot of the support. But yeah, I'm going to be doing the drawing live on there. And what I'm going to do is your order number will be, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write down, I'm going to get a big ass roll of those tickets is what I'm going to do. And like say if somebody with order number 985 orders 10 bags, I will write 985 on 10 separate tickets and put it into the Tumblr. And it'll basically their order number will be their ticket number. You know, but with those tickets, so it's basically, you know, when I draw tickets, I went on to mail out individual tickets. They just need to hold on to that order number as well. And if it's a donation to y'all, that's where I need the email. So I can write the email and stuff on there. So I can pull it up. It's like, oh, well, that was an email entry and I can contact them. So that's how I'm going to do it. So if order 985 orders 10 bags, I'll write 985 on 10 tickets, throw it into the Tumblr. And then I will be saving those orders, which will have their phone number and email information on it. But the drawings will be done live. I'm running it for 3 months, you know, because I figured 3 months is the perfect number to help make a little bit of money for me, make a good bit of money for y'all. And that way people don't get to that point like, well, is this guy ever going to give this thing away? Because you see a lot of things online where people are like, we're doing a giveaway a car. All you got to do is buy this. And then you look like a year later, they're still doing the fucking giveaway.
Yeah.
So I got a set date. I think it's July 2nd. It's the first Saturday in July.
Yeah. So one more time for those that didn't get the clear understanding. If you go to southernbetsweets.com between April 5th and July 2nd, every bag of pecans you purchase is an entry to win an Xbox Series X. Every bag of pecans purchased, $2 will be donated to the DV farm. If you don't want to purchase pecans, you can give to the DV farm via PayPal. And in your notes, put Xbox Southern Vet Sweets. And when the drawing's made, you might win.
You might.
But that's awesome, brother. I mean, you said you weren't affiliated per se, but you are, man. You are. You're part of the family. I know I haven't gotten you up on the website yet. I haven't changed Chris's stuff. Shut up, Chris. So, you know, I'm a little behind too, but you're part of the family. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, I'm talking about with the farm. Like, I would say I'm a little more affiliated with y'all, but not so much the farm. Because, I mean, hell, how many times have I even talked to Six? Like, on here, I barely even talked to him, like, twice.
Do you know how many times we've talked to him?
The same number of times.
I haven't even met the man. I had a chance to meet him Miss Fester. I'm having a brain fart.
Charlotte.
At what?
Was it Charlotte?
It was, I'm having an absolute fucking brain fart. Miss Fester's husband's little memorial service.
Yeah. Celebration of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Birthday. But I'm forgetting his name.
Fester.
Just Uncle Fester?
Uncle Fester.
Dude, I have had such a shitty, not a shitty day, just a fucking day.
Trust me.
I apologize to her because I should not be forgetting that. But no,
it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. For more information, or if you didn't understand, go to southernbetsuites.com and find all the information over there. That's where you also purchase your pecans, peas in a can, as SpongeBob SquarePants would say. Peas in a can. I remember that episode like yesterday, sadly.
Yeah, don't ever say pecan to my face or pecan. You drop that E and make it silent, okay?
Pecan.
Pecan. That's how you say
fucking, it. Fucking Southern as hell, dude. What are you talking about?
We're lazy. There's that many less words, letters we have to enunciate.
I honestly hate when people say pecan. Like, shut the fuck up. or caramel. Just say caramel, goddamn it. It's not caramel. It's caramel. In the South, it's caramel. Drop that fucking A. Put comma in there. But no, I like it. Hopefully it brings you an influx of purchases and you're bitching that you have all these pecans to make.
That's why I want people to abuse the shit out of me. I want to get my ass whooped.
Uh-oh.
I want to recoil, get Chris. Orders, okay?
Like, we need to get a BDSM DV radio show going for Jason here. Get Recoil to make a backing track for that. That might be your peep show at the cafe, Chris.
Oh, we can make it happen.
You got your voice changer over there? Where's the word Chris at?
No, I could put it right here.
He's wearing nothing but a couple of bitcoins on his nipples.
Now, I see Mayhem coming. Can you get extra bourbon? Now, technically, I could make these to where they do have a bit of a bourbon bite. But here's the thing, and I'm expecting to make a lot of bourbons, especially.
And no.
If I send the wrong bag to the wrong person, I could get in trouble because I'm legally not allowed to. I can use alcohol as long as it cooks out. But the way I do this, it doesn't all cook out. And if it doesn't cook out, it cannot legally be more than 5% of the contents, like volume of the ingredients. So if I take 100% of the ingredients, subtract 5%, and then replace that with just pure alcohol, I can legally do that. Anything more, I have to report to the ATF.
So I just need to make a pecan stew.
But I can make them with actual alcoholic content.
Oh, man.
I did this once, and my wife ate a whole bag, and she didn't get drunk, but she started to feel a little flush in the face.
One of my friends got some of those, I think they're bourbon caramel chocolates. It's like chocolate shells with bourbon caramel filling it up.
You know, I can make that, right? I've done that with rum, not bourbon.
Dude, she ate two boxes of these things and like nine comes in a pack. And I've never seen somebody so sick in my entire life from
eating. Well, it's probably all the fucking sugar, not the alcohol.
Well, you take the taste of the bourbon, then you take all that sugar content, and then caramel itself, or caramel for those that are going to fucking slap me for Yeah, that's going to make you sick, but it was so funny. She's like, I didn't get drunk off of these. No, you're not. You're going to get
you really see, fucking sick. I say a little bit different than you. I do not pronounce the second A.
No one either.
But I say it caramel. It's like rum caramel.
I just say just caramel.
Caramels. Caramel. So I'm a little bit different.
Caramel. That's Appalachia caramel. For you.
Yeah. Fucking hillbilly shit.
That would be Appalachia.
Appalachia.
You know why I sound so retarded, right?
Who?
Because all those hillbilly Appalachians, that's just how it sounds coming out through all their teeth missing. It just messes up the sound.
Dude, it's culture. It's heritage is what it is. Oh, wait. I better not say that. I might get canceled.
Dude, I'm going. We ain't been canceled yet. I don't think we will be.
I'm waiting for the fucking whatchamacallit to start taking over internet radio any fucking day because it's just a matter of goddamn fucking time.
Oh, the FCC,
whatever the fuck they call themselves these days, fucking
I mean,
I better watch what I say. I gotta watch. I've got to watch what.
Yeah, we call the FCC. We like to call them the fucking content crushers.
They are. Yeah, they are, man. They really are. They look like rakes when you hold them by the ankles. What? What the fuck are y'all talking about? And I don't even want
to
know.
I can
you
only assume that that is a reference to hillbillies and their buck teeth, and you hold them by the feet, and you look like you're raking something. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
I don't even want to know, because there's some porno shit that happens in the chat once in a while, and I don't want to know. The less I know, the better. What is it?
Hey, why I don't? Why I'm scared of West Virginia? Did you ever see the movie Wrong Turn?
Yeah. I just don't like Virginia. I just take
that movie will fuck you up.
Ever since I seen the sign "Welcome to Fries" and people pronounced it "freeze," yeah, you go fuck yourself. I am never going to that fucking place in Lubbock.
Hey, what annoys me is we, you know, show somebody a good meme and they're like, "Oh, a meme." It is not a fucking meme. Okay, meme is your grandma.
I do it for joking purposes once in a while, but yeah, fucking Marky Min. What the fuck is a min? A min? Really?
Now, is it for you? Is it GIF or JIF?
Depends. No, it's GIF to me, but supposedly the creator said it's JIF, and I'm like, what?
It's GIF.
It's not a fucking jar of peanut butter, okay? It's
GIF. That's JIFF.
Yeah, that's the problem, Rico. You have to spell out what you're talking. You ever had a GIF? Yeah, I love it on some bread.
It's some pretty fucking badass cookies with GIF.
Oh, shit. What have we become?
Oh. I just had me some snickerdoodles last night. Oh, God, I love them fucking things.
Yeah, you sound like you're having an orgasm in your mouth when you eat them.
This dude over here talking about ordering, buying, like eating cookies and all that, he didn't even try it, man.
Who? Recoil?
I ain't tried them yet.
No. Yeah. Well, it's too late now. They're not on the website.
Damn. Just put it out there.
Won't be for 3 months.
You snooze, you lose, bitch.
Now my feelings are hurt.
Dude, let me tell you what I made. It's not on the website, and I made it just for the guy at Heels. I make the peanut butter brownies, and I stuff them with grape jelly. It's a peanut butter and jelly brownie. Dude, that shit is legit. It's like eating a damn peanut butter and jelly sandwich as a cookie.
I just want a peanut brownie.
Sounds ridiculous. It sounds like I would weigh about 400 pounds.
Well, you know I'm a type 1 diabetic, right?
Yeah.
I really am. I've been, they diagnosed me when I was in the Army in 2003 and they med boarded me in 2004.
Gotta love the military. Yeah. Some people say military.
Yeah.
I'm now military evoke.
So, but yeah, if somebody orders now, they will technically get an entry. It just 7 to 10 days is what I'm going in and calling on processing, because I'm expecting once it gains traction, especially on TikTok, for the first time since I've been doing this, I'm probably going to have to start pre-making stuff. Give it a few weeks to see what's ordering the most, probably bourbon. It's still my bestseller. And, you know, just start after that way. If somebody orders one, they want 10 bags. Good. I got 10 bags. Throw it in your box. Ship that shit out.
So, yeah, if you want a chance to win an Xbox Series X, go to SouthernVetSuites.com. Purchase some bags of pecans. $2 of every bag purchase goes to the DV Farm. Every purchase bag gets you an entry into the giveaway. If you do not want to purchase any pecans, you must donate to the DV Farm $10 or more, and you must put in the notes of your donation at Xbox Southern Vet Suites. I know people's going to hate me, but I just really do not want to go until 10 o'clock. I don't know if you guys do or not.
Oh, we already left. Dog. Sorry.
I was about to just hit end. stop stream.
Right. Oink and I are spooning in the corner.
Right.
I just haven't started snoring yet. That's all, you know.
Now, I did make another flavor that I think would be really good. It's just the process of making it was too much to do on here. But I think I told Oink about it. It's called the Murricans. Okay. It's got a bourbon barrel aged beer in it. It's a maple bacon jam that I toss them in. And then it's also got maple bourbon. So what's more American than beer, bacon, and bourbon?
Bacon covered donuts.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want me to. I mean,
technically, it's bacon covered nuts. Exactly. Technically, it's got the maple bacon jam that does have real bacon in it.
Really quick, speaking of the DV Farm, if you don't know anything about the DV Farm, go to dvfarm.org. All the information is there. What it is, it's located in Gilson, New Hampshire. If you'd like to donate, just click on the donate button. You can give one time without a PayPal account. If you want to give recurring or multiple times, you must have a PayPal account. That is not our terms and conditions. That is PayPal's. There are also other ways to give. Smile.amazon.com. Just make DV Farm your charity choice. There is Streamlabs Charity where you can start a fundraiser and you can stream on Twitch, and 100% of those proceeds goes to the DV Farm. You can also buy the Road to Recovery DV Farm shirt here on DVRadio.net's store. If you do make a purchase between now and April 4th, you get 20% off your entire order.
Wow, Bo.
Now, one thing awesome. I can throw in there, if y'all want to do it, is, you know, if anybody buys, you know, $10 more worth of stuff from y'all's store, every $10, I'll throw an entry in there. You know,
well, I can't keep up with names and stuff with the way our store is.
Yeah, but I say if y'all could do that, I would definitely do that to help get a little bit y'all's way too. You know, hey, buy a $10 shirt from them or $10 more every $10 would be an entry.
You know, but I can't see people's names is what I'm saying on the store because we don't run that part of the store.
Yeah.
So no, don't give them ideas. God damn it. What else? Objective Zero, Oink, really quick, if you don't mind.
Sure. If you guys are feeling down or depressed, you need to talk to somebody at any time, head over to objectivezero.org and check them out. If you have don't want to download their app, you can do so by your Google Store or whatever the hell that thing's called now, or Apple Store, obviously. But there's ambassadors standing by 24/7 to talk to you just about anything and everything via text, via actual phone, or video chat. So you guys are feeling like you need somebody to talk to, head over to objectivezero.org and check them out.
And also the Take That Heal thing that's happening.
Yes, Purple Heart Homes doing another fundraising event for them, the Take the Heal Challenge. It's happening in October. Right now they have two riders right now you can sponsor. One's actually up here from Eagle River, Alaska. So, and of course the other one's Brad. So, but yeah, as soon as they get more participants, you get over there and sponsor them to take that hill. So,
is it just me or is it when Oink talks and he does that part, he sounds like the guy on Price is Right that was always off to the right, you know, that was always describing the items.
I can't think of his name, but I know who you're talking about. He does a lot of announcing and in commercials.
Is McMahon?
No, the newer guy. Ed McMahon.
Quit. He just sounds like that's what he would be like. Now, please describe to our winners who they could win. Oink. And then that's just.
Chris, anything you want to get out really quick?
Oh, I got a lot that I want to get out.
Reel it on out, big guy.
You said we're here until 10, right? So I got 45 minutes.
You can go fuck yourself.
Right. Along with that deep voice comes some deep underwear.
I'll be starting Dark 30 before 10 o'clock, but okay.
Hey, no, I just want to say I appreciate what you guys are doing and, you know, and everything Bo's doing to help us bring up and, you know, achieve the Affinity podcast on Sunday mornings. So check that out, especially if you're interested in tech and crypto and all that stuff. Come listen to us, make fun of us, whatever you want to do. That's cool with me. Also, with the giveaway that's going on through Jason and in his nut company. So congratulations on having the most premier nuts in the room. At least me personally, I want to match any donations that come in through that giveaway. So anything that comes in.
Just remember, I always tell people, this is also going through a lot of creators on TikTok who have a lot of followers. So we're expecting, once it gains traction, to really take off.
Awesome. So, yeah. So anything that comes in that goes to the farm, I want the farm, you know, to let me know what it was, and I will match personally out of you know, my funds. Any donations that come in and donated to the farm. So let me know. And again, once again, thanks, Bo, and everybody at DV Radio for having me on yet again. It's always a good time coming on talking with you guys. I miss you, man.
I miss you too. Aww. But are you sure you don't want to put a cap on those donations?
I don't.
All right. If it's 100 grand.
Now, I have to, because what I'll do is when these TikTok creators start announcing it, what's the name of your company? Because I'll, if you want me to, I'll tell them to announce that you will match donations.
Yeah, I will match donations. And it's going to come. So it is obviously through my company, but it's not going to come from my company. It's going to come from me.
Still,
yep. Know. It's Affinity. Affinity Innovations is the company, but it's Affinity BSC is the, we are a crypto company and we have a crypto token that is on the Binance smart chain.
That's one thing I've never been able to understand is crypto. I got a good buddy. He understands and does all that, but I've tried looking at it and I'm just like, so it's like a fucking Rubik's Cube and I'm just an absolute, you know, do not understand this. I've tried and tried and it's.
And the podcast that is coming up on Sunday mornings will be for you and me, my friend.
Sunday mornings, what time? Because that's the only time I get to sleep in is Sunday morning.
Every other Sunday, the next episode will be on April 10th.
Now, will you be able to stream those podcasts or will they be only live?
They're live and streamable, and the next one's going up tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yep.
Because
I am so fucking busy off of this thing that I'm not going to have time to do anything but sleep and cook. That's what I'm hoping for.
All right. Please, everybody, go check out SouthernRobotSweets.com, whether you want to win the giveaway or not.
Tell them to follow the Facebook page. TikTok, whatever. I'm going to be making the official announcement on there. I was going to do it tonight, but I don't have time. Probably tomorrow. And that way they'll be able to go there, share the website, you know, just tell them to share wherever so they can get all the best details on it.
There you go. Recoil. Any last words for our listeners?
Well, Chris, I hope you enjoy your dad hop. Other than that, yeah, be safe and keep looking out for each other, fuckers.
Yeah. What do you think about that music, Chris?
Oh, I like it. It's good stuff, man.
Just straight up. He's like, are you fucking kidding me, Dad?
The name caught me off guard. But you nailed it.
Like, just reading that reaction, I could hear him say that.
I even thought it when I named it. I was like, what's the fucking stupidest name I can put on this?
I was like, yep, somebody's fucking with me. But as far as the music goes, nailed it.
Good. I'm glad you like it, man.
Thanks, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I can't thank Jason and Chris and all of you that are following and listening and sharing the podcast and the website enough. Whether you buy from the store or not, whether you share or just listen or whatever, thank you guys so much. I'm sorry we're not going until 10 o'clock. It's been a long fucking week. I'm fucking beat. I think the rest of us are just as beat.
Yeah.
And Mayhem, we did make a joke during the pre-show that I should tell Google I don't want her on because I'm afraid I might catch COVID. So that was the joke during the pre-show. But for everybody here, Oink, Recoil, Chris, and Jason from SouthernVetSuites.com and Chris's Affinity Innovations at AffinityBSC.com. That's Bravo, Sierra, Charlie. You just heard Barrett's talk right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. I'm Bonnerwood. Until next week, Flat Sickles.
Bye-bye. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. That's all, folks. Goodbye, motherfucker!